And we'll go straight through to the CEO of Paygas, Philippe Houblech. Good morning. Good to have you on the show, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Kino. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity since last year.
No, it's been a very long time, but I've been. How does that song go? I've been watching you. I've been watching you, and you've been doing some amazing stuff. So, but let's start right at the beginning. The concept of Paygas and why you exist in the first place. We'll talk about your business journey after that.
Yeah, so thank you. Yes, last time you called me, it was very at the early stage, and the idea was to give a freedom of choice for people to have access to energy. And today, when you want to consume gas, you need to buy a full cylinder. So if you can't buy a 5 kg full, then you can't consume. And sometimes people come with 10 rand, 20 rand and say, I want to buy gas, but I can't because a full cylinder is about 120.
Yes.
So that's why we developed this technology with the best state of the art in USSD in Cape Town. So now you can come to a Paygas refilling station. It's a cashless solution. You come with your voucher. You can top up 10 rand, 20 rand, and you get just the quantity of gas that you paid. You don't need anymore to buy a full cylinder. That's why we give the freedom of choice. You can cook with electricity, gas, or what you want now. You know, there's
like
no
that.
More entry barrier.
I really like that. Can you fill any gas canister?
So basically, we partner with EasyGas and Afox. So each station is dedicated to one sub-supplier. So we started with EasyGas in Delft, that you know, the station.
Yeah.
And we got about 1,700 clients, paying clients, and about 7,000 beneficiaries.
Wow.
In 12 months. And now Afox, we signed a strategic partnership with Afox to deploy several stations. And this station will be with Afox only, and with but you can buy, and we can also refill different sizes, like 5 kg, 9 kg, 19.
Wow. So, you see, I like this because if you think about what's happening in the townships and in a lot of other poor areas, right, you get people who go outside of the township to buy gas at, I don't know, 180 or whatever the price is, 120. They then bring it into the township and sell it at a premium, which means people are being ripped off. At least here, you can buy directly from source. And you can, if you can only afford 50 rand or 20 rand, then that's what you pay.
Exactly. And it's very important because it is true that in these areas, there's not always, the price is not always respected. And there's a maximum retail price that is issued by the Department of Energy every month. And that's, you can't sell above this price normally. And that's why when the clients are coming to Paygas, they say, but it's cheap. I say, no, I just respect the regulation. Regulation is like petrol, it's changing every month, and I'm selling at the maximum retail price. I don't sell above. And that's why a 5 kg at Paygas is about 90 rand instead of 120. So it's just to give people transparency and value for their money. That's only what we're about.
Okay, so do you create entrepreneurs, or are you running all of these stations?
Yes, exactly. I know you're really entrepreneur-focused, and that's the model of Paygas. Mm. Basically, these Paygas stations are operated by franchisees. It's a micro-franchisee. It's anybody in a township who can have a site or a rent or own a site. It's about 30 meters by 30 meters with a zoning for general businesses or industrial. Then you pay a license, and Paygas is doing everything. The compliancing, the submission to the city of Cape Town, putting the station, buying the gas, buying the cylinders, and the operator just need to sell to be a very good salesman, and we do a profit sharing. So that's very fair. It's about 50-50 on profit sharing. 50 for the franchisee, 50 for Paygas. And you don't need to buy the gas. It's Paygas who is managing all this operation.
So tell me, how much does it cost? So if I happen to be the franchisee and I want to get a Paygas license, etc., and I want to offer that service, what does it cost?
So basically, you need to have a site, Kino, in a township. It's very important that it's inside township. And then you need to buy a license, about 250,000 rand for 5 years, renewable license. And that is the cost for the franchisee. So the franchisee is putting skin in the game, 250,000. And then the rest is done by Paygas. The station, the cage, the office, and buying the gas, you don't need to advance the cash flow. You don't need to buy cylinders. It's Paygas who is managing all these things. You know, this very important because all franchisees sometimes have, they don't have access to education. They have the best salesmen inside township. They're buying you from you because you're Kino, okay? Mm. It's a face value. And that's what a franchising model is nice, is because all the support, all the process, workflow, and financing is done by the franchisor. For example, we bring also a loan without interest, without security, about 300,000 rand, to make the site, your site, compliant for gas selling. And we bring also a grant to support you for the first 12 months. That then you can cover your costs while you are building your portfolio.
I mean, that is phenomenal. 250,000 rand. And then and what type of return does that bring on average?
So basically, you need to sell about 5 tons of gas. It's about 1,000 clients per month to break even. Because we estimate your cost about 4 employees per month. And yes, sometimes the rental, sometimes electricity and the Wi-Fi. That's only what you need. So you need 1,000 clients per month. And it's about, I think you need to, depend on the traction, it could be like 12 months, 18 months to do the break even. But some sites are very quick, like 6 months, 3 months. For example, we are partnering with retail owners like Pick and Pay Market Store.
Yeah.
And they got already the traction from the retail store, and they just add the gas. So the idea is a one-stop shop. So if you got a spaza shop and you got a traction, you just add gas. So people just go to Kino shop, they buy their grocery and the gas in the same time on the pay as you gas.
I love this. Every time I hear it, and if I look at what you've done now and the enterprise supply development funding that you're getting along with, is it Angie that is also assisting you? You've built such a business with such impact, and I really, really appreciate the fact that, and I remember at the beginning, you know, you were trying to meet everybody, trying to do this, trying to do that.
Exactly.
You then won yourself a lovely award as well, which you deserved, and you've been pushing this through. It's been absolutely phenomenal. So are your franchisees making money at the moment?
Yeah, basically there's a break-even in April this year. So it was 12 months, and now they got the break even. Then they can have their revenue from their investment. And what is nice is really, you know, it's well focused on townships. I want to make entrepreneurs inside township and people from the community, and it give revenue back to the community. But it's true that I thank so much the client because it's 1,700 clients coming every month, topping like 10 rand, 20 rand. And they come to me and say, you know, Philip, it's very, 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 it's a nice idea because I can't cook for 1 month with 150 rand of electricity, but I can do it with gas. And I don't need to wait for my payday to buy gas. I can buy anytime. And for 43% of our clients are buying less than a full cylinder per transaction.
So
making it useful.
So I've got a nine. So let's take this as an example. I've got a 9 kilogram gas thing at home, right? But times are tough. I don't have the 120 or even the 90 rand. And I come to you and I say, you know what, Philippe? I need a cook, but I only have 35 rand. So I can pay that 35 rand and you can then put in 35 rand's worth of gas in my 9 kilogram gas canister.
Correct. So what we do when you come, we register because we digitalize all the process. So you come, I register you. If you got a 9 kg from Afrox, I put a barcode on it. It is Kino cylinder. So the system we recognize, we do the algorithm between the barcode, your cell phone number, and the payment of flash voucher.
Wow.
So you give you 35 rand. We go at the station. We put the voucher number in the app. And it's okay, it's valid, not valid, yes, valid. Then it will convert the 35 rand into kg of gas for the price of the month. And then it fills and stop. And you can, it's really transparent. You got exactly the amount of gas that you have refilled. And you can, yes, you can refill
wow.
35 in a 9 kg. And you know what is more interesting, Kino, is when you swap empty for full, you still have residual inside your cylinder because gas is heavier than air.
Yes.
So when you've got the 9 kg, maybe you've got 400 grams, 500 grams of gas that you pay for. You can never use it because it's heavier. You need to, it's impossible to extract. But when you top up, you never lose this residual anymore. So that's also a way that could be interesting for people to say, I don't want to lose 5 rand, 10 rand of residual anymore. I just want to top up. It's like going to the petrol station, and I will tell you, okay, Kino, I will swap your petrol tank and keep the reserve. It makes no sense, you know?
Yeah, I'm loving this. Absolutely loving it.
I think that's what we are doing, is we're disrupting the entire industry for the benefit of the low income first, that we can also scale to middle class. And everybody will say, okay, I don't want to lose this guy anymore. And that will change a lot, you know, not only for Cape Town, for South Africa, but for all countries at one stage, maybe 10 years from now.
That is phenomenal. Listen, I just want to, do you have a website? Where can we go?
Yeah, there's a website and the contact. What we're looking at the moment is, yes, it's franchisees who are interesting to be a Pegas franchisee. We got sites, and we can come, we can investigate if the proper site, and then that's what we're looking to roll out our 52 stations. Mm. So the next one will be Nyanga Filipi, that we're putting on Friday.
Yeah.
Then we go Langa, 2 stations in August. Then we will do Kayamandi, Guguletu. And after there's already been interest from Pick and Pay Market Store in Hoteng, in Alberton, Soweto, to roll out a Pegas station at the Pick and Pay Market Store. And I like this model also because they are 100% independent owners of Pick and Pay, and it makes additional revenue for them from the gas. So that's the rollout plan, and we need more franchisees to be interested in to come in the game.
Sounds interesting. Sounds like I might want to get one too. So it sounds, I just love the concept. So Philippe, I want to thank you for your time, sir. What's your website address?
So it's www.pegas.africa.
Oh,
and
nice.
Thank you, Kino, from your support from the very beginning. I really appreciate.
No, you know what? When I see a good idea and I see someone who's got a heart for impact and wanting to make a difference, there's nothing wrong with being a capitalist, man, as long as you can make a difference while you're doing it. That's all I say.
You're probably right.
Philippe, thank you so much for your time. Philippe Hublich, who is the CEO of Pegas.